Hey, think back. When was the best time you were in a relationship? Do you remember your best relationship? Do you remember your best friendship? Do you remember the best time you paid all of your bills? Do you remember your best credit score? Do you remember a time that you were not late on any significant bills and that you were at your best financially? Do you remember the best time you had a mortgage? Do you remember the best time you paid rent consistently? Do you remember the best time you carried a cell phone and paid the bill on time? Do you remember your best moments financially, relationally, economically, and spiritually? Do you remember your best spiritual moments? Do you remember those? Do you remember those? Do you remember your most complete time? I mean, as an adult, do you remember when you were responsible for a certain thing and it went perfect? Do you remember? Do you remember your best credit score when you were able to get a car or finance a house or anything without a cosigner? Do you remember your best moments physically? I had a physical trainer once, and she was trying to restore muscle movement in my legs. Because there was one time, there was a moment that I didn't have a disparity in my nerves and my legs, but since dialysis came, it wreaked havoc in my legs, and I had to go to a physical trainer to see if she can restore the strength that I once had, or at least bring it back to normal, or close to normal. Sometimes we need trainers to establish muscle memory to the best times we've had in our lives. And with all of the questions, maybe your answer could be yes, and maybe no. Maybe there was never a time where you paid all your bills and where you were at your best financially or your best emotionally or your best credit-wise or your best spiritually. Maybe what you have, maybe the struggle is all you've known. Could it be that the struggle is all you've known? Because if it is, it'll be hard to strive and be conditioned for better. The Holy Spirit has come to bring us to our best place. But what if you've always been a survival? What if you've always been a survivor? What if you've always been in survival consciousness? That means you've always strived for the crumbs. And whenever you consistently strive for crumbs, embracing the whole loaf becomes a chore. Maybe you don't remember ever being on top. Maybe the only thing you know is surviving with what you have. And once you've become conditioned with surviving and doing the best you can with what you have, greater becomes a place of unbelief and a place of dreams. Why achieve that when you're looking to maintain what you're able to tolerate? So do you ever remember being your best financially? Or were you always in this place? Do you ever remember being your best spiritually in the knowledge and movements of God? Or have you always been here with the crumbs? Have you always been in this low place? Have you always been in this small steps? Have you always been in this baby step place? Have you ever been in the right place? Do you remember having your best relationship? How did you lose it? Because if you don't remember the previous greatest strength, you won't seek to achieve it. You will continue to survive and pray for crumbs, and you'll find yourself choking at the whole loaf. Do you remember ever being prosperous?